Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
But like all these guys are like, oh man, I'm glad we're finally talking about this. Like this part does suck. And Marc-Andre Fleury, yeah, I'm fine buying pants. Any other questions?
Hello, Rice Krispies Treats.
Welcome to It's Always Something I Just Ate. Every week. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark, starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's Jay.
Hey.
And this is today's question.
Hey, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. My name is Lawrence from Montreal, Canada. And I was wondering, seeing as January is not only a big month for the sports podcasts for birthdays, but also for my family, too. Katie is actually born a day before my brother on the 29th, Katie the 28th. But I also share a birthday with everyone's favorite Eagles fan and wrestling fan, Ashley Brabrand, on January 9th. My question is, what is your favorite B-Day dessert? Are you a ice cream cake person, a straight cake person, maybe even a cupcake person?
Oh,
or you go off the board and go with maybe with a pie?
Oh.
Maybe some people do pie.
A birthday pie.
What's your favorite flavor? Personally, I'm an ice cream cake person from Baskin Robbins. That's just me. So happy birthday, Ashley.
Non-sponsored.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Non-sponsored.
Je t'aime, je te jure. That's really French for I love you, mean it. It's weird. It's really slang. It doesn't make much sense. Bye.
Je t'aime, je te jure. Is that what he said?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Jay,
did you see
French
this
expert?
On a French television show?
It's a good show.
Yeah, I bet.
We'll talk about it later.
Lawrence, thank you for calling all the way from Canada. C-A-N-A. T.A. That's a good joke, dickhead. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Because it was yesterday. Today is Thursday. That's when we're recording this. So yesterday was Ashley's birthday.
Yeah.
So, Ash, why don't you answer this one? What is your favorite birthday dessert?
That is a very good question. And I think I don't have one for, like, every year. What? We had a really good, like, traditional cake yesterday.
Oh, we sure did.
But I do think it's nice to, like, switch it up.
Okay. What are you getting at?
Like,
are you going to say pie?
Crepes.
I love a good pie.
I think cake is good, but you know what? Like handheld.
Hot take.
Cookies, donuts, those things.
You're answering everything.
I like a lot of
desserts. He asked what your favorite was. See, this is the thing we're going to work on in the new year, the both of us. It's mm-hmm. being more decisive.
Mm-hmm.
You were asked what your favorite birthday dessert is, and you said, I think people should switch it up. Donuts, cookies, every other treat. What is your favorite thing? It's your last birthday.
Oh.
And you get to choose what dessert you're going to have.
Chocolate lava cake.
Boom. Look at that. It just came out of your mouth.
Wow.
Because you know that you believe in it.
There's a lot of pressure.
And it's okay. Now it's out there.
With ice cream, though, that is included
on
the plate. Okay.
Of course. Yeah. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
You can do what you want. But look what you did.
Wow. Thank you.
And now people are going to say, like, that was a trash idea. You just get to say, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've moved on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both do that. We live in this world of, like, I have to pick the absolute best.
I know.
I like an ice cream cake, but I did have the most delicious ice cream cake I've ever had recently.
Really?
It was just, like, it said congrats on it, and it was just so, it was like extra sweet. Jay, you had a piece, right?
Yeah, I did taste it.
What was it about it that was so good?
I think
good.
It just tasted like, ugh. Like,
it was just really
It was a long time
satisfying.
Coming.
Satisfying.
You know, you're
yeah,
like
yeah, it was
for,
really
for
satisfying. It's
yeah.
like when you have your cake and then you eat it. It was so, it was really good. But, I mean, Rice Krispies Treats, I did say that because Steve got you some cool birthday Rice Krispies treats with stuff on them.
So that time you said Rice Krispies instead of Rice Krispies.
I did?
Yeah, the second time you said Rice Krispies treat.
Rice Krispies treats. Jay, what do you say?
Rice Krispies treats, but I think that's wrong.
I think it's
with an S.
It's too many
S's.
Rice Krispies treats. Rice Krispies treats. Rice Krispies. Today on the podcast. Oh, wait. If you want to
leave us a voice of me. Shoot.
Excuse me?
So close.
Excuse me?
Hold on.
It's less of a just make it an F.
Leaf off a voicemail.
Yep.
Shut up. Leaf off a voicemail.
You said make it an F.
Yeah, leave off a, I guess it's a V. Whatever, if you want to do that, the number is 860-506-5571. We have now gotten into the part of the podcast where we have a little friendly banter.
No,
Did you get anything good for your birthday?
Yes.
I mean, hello, how are you doing?
Thank you. Good. I am good. Right. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Jay?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank how are you're you both?
And that was friendly.
And that was it. Did you do anything for your... Oh, yeah, we went out and got drunk.
We spent the night together.
Wow. No, we didn't. We went out as a group to a restaurant.
I meant you said...
Who left with who doesn't matter, okay?
You said, did you do anything? I was like, yeah, we spent the night.
We spent the night together. You just outed us on this podcast.
All right. We went out. We went out to a restaurant. We had a lot of good drinks. It was fun.
We had a lot of like different fancy drinks.
Yeah.
That coffee drink you got was...
Oh,
incredible.
Yeah. It was an Irish coffee. It was amazing.
But it wasn't just the, your usual. Like, there was like
it was
this
the best
foamy cream
I've
on
ever
the top.
Had.
Yeah, it was really delicious.
Really, really good.
Anywho, this is not worth it. Did we have any friendly banter to banter about? Anything happened that we haven't spoken about?
We haven't talked to Jay in a while.
That's true.
Yeah, no. Anything important that hasn't... that we haven't...
Cuts deep.
I don't think we have any friendly...
Came back from California.
We sure did.
Your birthday's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, that kind of covers it.
Feels like it. Cool, cool.
Nice.
So now here we are in the official pod business.
And or,
well, I was going to say, does anyone have any official pod business?
I don't.
Cool. No. Here we are in the official show business. I don't know if we have any of that either.
No.
Man, there's weeks where we're stacked here up top and I got nothing this week.
That's great.
Well, because it's your birthday. We kind of did it.
Forget the business. We can get right into the good stuff.
That's right.
You know?
Like a mullet. But business in the... we're in the party up front. Today in the podcast, we're going to pick six because that's what we do. We're going to talk about the NFL playoffs, new head coaches, Kyler Murray, the big booty boys of hockey.
Of course.
And more. And then, you guys, we're doing a Bachelor update.
Doodle-doo-doo.
But... because it's only been the first episode, we're all going to do it together. That's going to be the game in the second half. We're going to do what we do every year, and we're going to pick three women, three contestants that we think are going to make it, and then we're going to, you know, we'll get to check in on that every week. I watched this week's episode. I will not probably do that for the rest of the season. So let's really lean in on that. Okay, but before we do all that stuff, today's podcast is brought to you by Postmates.
Woo!
That's new.
Yeah!
That's exciting.
It is so exciting. So you got to do a really good ad read to make them happy.
Yeah. So what is it?
I think we should really sell them on it, you know?
Oh,
so can you do this one as the peak salesman of our generation?
What are you saying?
Billy Mays.
Oh, God. May he rest in peace?
The most peace, yeah.
Oh, he gone.
Okay. Wow. Jay, you also sound excited. Billy Mays here. Other than your absolute best friends.
Me.
Please don't talk. I've never met you before. Other than your absolute best friends, who could you ask to bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? Postmates.
Is this going well for everyone?
Going great.
Great.
Loving it.
Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you can think of delivery service all year round. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe, which is capitalized in the script. It's like the Marvel Universe, but this one's known. With more than 25,000 partner merchants. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit. Wait, what?
Really?
Seriously? That's like the best deal we've ever given out on our... For your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use promo code NOLAN100. That's code NOLAN100 for $100 of free delivery credit. My throat is killing me. For your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code NOLAN100. Billy Mays out. Woo! the known universe.
I love that. That's
really strong. Really strong. All right, we're going to pick six stories. I imagine because it's your birthday, my gift to you, we're going to go ahead and start with the fact that the Eagles will advance to the divisional round this upcoming weekend of the playoffs after Cody Parkey double-doinked a field goal, which we have since decided was blocked.
Yes.
Right.
A little tipped, yeah.
Yes, sorry.
It's okay.
It was lightly tipped.
Yeah, it's just the tip.
Thanks, Ash.
So happy birthday. So happy birthday, Ashley. Tell me about your experience. Tell the people about your experience with that game.
So we were flying back from California.
Yes. Ashley and I were on a plane.
And the plane was delayed for a while. So originally I was going to land and hopefully be able to catch the end of the game. It did not turn out that way. So I was following along on Gamecast on my phone, which just like,
ESPN.
Correct. Download the ESPN app today. You can see. Nice. The score and like how far the ball goes, but you can't actually see any action. Mm. So I couldn't decide if I wanted to look or not because I knew Steve was DVRing the game for me, but I couldn't not look. So I was watching the score, watching the score. It was super boring for a long time. My Gamecast crapped out with 56 seconds left after the Eagles scored the go-ahead touchdown.
I was refreshing mine frantically.
It was, why did it stop working?
It's because we were descending.
Oh my god.
We started our initial descent at exactly the wrong time.
It was,
it's like,
horrible.
I'd rather have been either on the ground for the end of the game or in the air and not descending yet.
It was really bad.
Yeah, we started the descent while it was
so
happening.
It completely stopped working. I'm having a heart attack. I'm just literally trying to.
We saw the touchdown. Did you say that already?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I knew there was still a minute left.
Yeah.
And then my phone just starts going off.
Yeah.
And I see
when we landed.
As soon as we land.
Yeah.
So I see a text from Steve that's like, turn off your phone, don't check Twitter, don't watch anything.
And she got a text from me who didn't know Steve was going to do that out of nowhere that said, you did it! And then she goes, don't tell me. Steve said not to look it up. And I'm like, but I just said you did. I wrote, you did it. What do you mean, don't tell? I won't tell you more, but what do you mean, don't tell you? It was weird. I was mad at Steve. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
He was trying to protect my experience for watching the end of the game because he said it was crazy watching it live.
Yeah. Right. But with an elimination game, that's not one where you can DVR and hide from the result and watch it later. Yeah. It's like your team is either in the playoffs still or going home. And you're not going to wait till you go home and DVR the whole, you just like, let me find out the result.
And then
watch.
Well,
it.
I saw enough of like, I was trying to hide the text, but I figured people would be texting me that much.
Yeah.
If it was a loss. And my best friend said, you did it. And so I had intimated that maybe it was a positive result. So when I was watching the game, I didn't actually like poop my pants the way
I would have lost if it
was watching live. Like I would have.
You Philly people poop when good stuff happens? Don't you like eat poop and stuff?
But not in your pants. At
okay,
that point.
You do it in the street,
right?
Okay, or in a map. Okay, I'm just trying to keep up.
So they won.
They did.
They sure did.
They sure did.
And now, hot take.
No, don't say they're going to beat the Saints.
If they beat the Saints, they're winning the Super Bowl.
That's a fine take.
Thank you. That's a tepid take.
It's not likely to happen.
No, I don't think so.
But it's a fine take. You've played them already this year, right?
Yeah. It was 48-7.
Jesus Christ.
But there's one time in 2010 when the Jets played the Pats and they lost 45-3 in week 13 and came back and sorry that it's your team. I'm not saying this to be nuts, but they came back and won in the playoffs. Like, it has happened one other time if you've lost by 35 points in the regular season.
And so just hold on to that.
So it could, it
with all you've got.
Could,
anything could happen.
Anything technically could happen. Is it likely to happen? Nah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. My
What's
eyes
happening
itchy?
In your
my
eye right
eyes
now?
It's not, I'm not verbally doing it.
No,
anything.
I know. I'm just making
tell.
Sure. It's like getting real red, and I just didn't know if you need something.
Just a nap, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a Gatorade.
Maybe not right now. I guess I'm realizing right now I did have official show business.
Oh.
I was going to talk about the segment we flew out to California to do, but we can do that now because he missed the field goal. But we did, if you didn't see it on ESPN Plus this week, we did a segment where we flew out a bunch of people who tweeted that, they could have made that kick after a college kicker missed a field goal, and we made them put their money where their mouth is and try to actually make the kick. I love it. It was so such fun. A good idea. It was Andrea, one of the women on our staff. It was her idea. It was really great and fun to do. I just want to say there was a fourth guy who tweeted that his mom, I bet my mom could make that kick. She was 77 years old. We flew the mom out, but she was sick the morning of the shoot.
Yeah.
Like the only thing in the back of my mind, I'm like, this would have been the perfect escalation of the bit, but it did still turn out great.
You can check it out on YouTube. It's posted.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil what happens, but I bet you know. I bet you know.
Look it up.
While we're talking about it, let's just dive into topic number two. The divisional round is this weekend. First up on Saturday, we've got Indy against Kansas City. Who could it be? Who's going to win? And then Dallas against the Rams. Again, who could it be? So Saturday to me, I'm...
So you think those are clear? There's no chance?
I think.
For the Colts and Cowboys.
No chance for the Colts and for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not a football scholar, but my money will be going, allegedly.
Well, you live in New Jersey, so that's allowed.
Yeah, towards Kansas City and the Rams. Why? What are your thoughts? Ash,
No. I'm thinking about it because I
she took the nap now. She's doing the nap now.
I think you're right.
Okay. You seemed like you were mad at the take and then.
No, because didn't the Chiefs lose in their first playoff game last season? Like they came in real hot and then like lost right away. And I feel like they wouldn't do that
maybe,
again.
Maybe, but Indy had no Indy wasn't supposed to win that game against the Texans and they just destroyed them.
Right. So they have the momentum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but
it's hard when you've had a week off.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. I never get weeks
I was
off.
Say,
but
it's hard when you've had a week off.
I think so. I do think
I'll keep
is.
That in mind next time you ask for vacation. No, Ash, it's real hard when you've had a week off sometimes to get back into the.
Into the flow.
I mean, it's possible Mahomes goes out there and just crumbles under the pressure, but we haven't seen him do that once all season. I just think he's going to. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to run away with the games. I just mean that, like, Dallas barely beat the Seahawks. And, like, I don't know. They could go either way. I don't want to be that hot take artist who's like, nah, put him in the bag. And then they'll just use that as sound to be like, ooh, Katie Nolan once said that we could never do it. Like, who the fuck am I? I'm just saying that I've got to make picks this weekend. And Saturday to me is a lot easier to pick than Sunday.
Okay. What do you think about Sunday?
So let's go on to our next topic. So Sunday, my game's first at 1:05. It's the Chargers versus the Patriots. And then it's Philly at New Orleans.
Which I'm going to be on a plane again.
No.
Yeah. We're going to a wedding in Pittsburgh this weekend.
What time do you take off? What time do you land?
I think we take off at 6. So I'll see the start of it. But
yeah. And you'll be able to see the end at least on Gamecast rather than being like landing.
Yeah.
But that's a quick flight actually. Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not that
quick
bad.
Flight.
It's not that bad.
And if you're depending on the airline, if you go JetBlue.
United.
Dang. All right. So,
but you know what? Maybe it's tradition at this point. Like maybe it's lucky for me to be on a plane. And if they win, then I have to just start buying flights.
Just fly all over the
place. I'll put a GoFundMe up to buy me a flight.
The Chargers make me nervous.
The Chargers are undefeated on the road this year.
Yeah. Well, we're undefeated at home, are we not?
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a good matchup.
Someone's going to lose.
That is how the game works. Undefeated versus undefeated. Someone's going to leave.
Someone
defeated.
Whoa.
God, that mic smells terrible. Oh, I put my mouth too close to that. I wish I didn't. Look, I don't, there's no take I can give that's going to make people not angry because New England fans will be mad if I say that, like, I saw our team make mistakes this season that I've never seen them make, that the kind of mistakes that make me nervous, like coaching error from Belichick with, like, clock management that never happens.
Right.
Errors from Brady that are just frustrating. I'm just seeing these little cracks in the pillars that aren't supposed to crack that are surrounded by all the other stuff, but it's always kind of been that way. And I've started to see some things this season that I'm not going into this weekend feeling particularly confident, especially because the Chargers are, you know, one of those teams that you could kind of have forgotten were pretty damn good this season. So like, I don't feel great about it, but I'm also, you know, we're the Patriots. So there, you could just turn it on. I don't know. And none of these takes are interesting to anybody. So I'm just going to leave it at like excited to watch I'm going to watch probably 75% of it through my fingers.
Yeah. Radical candor. What do you think about the Eagles' chances against the Saints?
I don't feel great, especially because Sean Payton wheeled in a big thing of money with a trophy on it and said, "You guys want to win?" What did he say? Y'all want this? Go get it. Win three effing games. Yeah. Win three fucking games.
It wasn't also like, here's a $100 bill. It was like $25,000 or something.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
The money that they would win for the Super Bowl bonus, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just weird. Would that be a good way to motivate you? Like literally dangling the carrot?
He did it in 2009 and they won.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
He did the same thing. But, except then it was only 100 grand.
Yeah, but at the same time, their salaries are so much higher. Is that like a lot of money to
also
them?
I would look around the room and be like, I see a lot of us and just one of you. We could tackle you and get this money out of here. Like, you want this? Go tackle you. It's actually the shorter option. I don't know. Philly could do it. I mean, that Big Nick energy, it's very hard.
That's not
it's very, very hard to.
No pun intended.
What?
Keep going.
He just is a different. At some point, he may fail, but he's somehow managed to just be very confident in situations where he should be not confident.
So I didn't, last year when we were in the playoffs and we played the Falcons, we didn't look good. We won, but we didn't look good.
Right.
And then when we played the Vikings, we looked amazing.
Right. So you saying that
didn't look good against the Bears.
Right.
So that's why I'm nervous. That doesn't mean that they can't turn it around like they did last year and all of a sudden look incredible against the Saints. But it's in New Orleans, and that is like a very hard place to go play.
Yeah.
So I genuinely am just going in like, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Like last year, the expectations were so high because, you know, we were so good like early in the season. Mm. But this year, it's kind of like we're playing with house money at this point. So,
yeah. And Drew Brees is running a pyramid scheme. Okay. topic number three. Speaking of NFL.
Good one.
Transition. Thank you very much. Kyler Murray apparently is now going to enter the NFL draft.
I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, let me first tell the people what's happening.
Okay.
For anyone who doesn't know, he has signed already, right? The $4.66 million deal with the A's. Mm-hmm. And originally was saying that he was going to play baseball because he's a two-sport athlete. Then he won the Heisman. I was like, I still think I'm going to play baseball. Now it's sounding like he might play football. If he enters the draft, it does not affect his deal with the A's. One scheduling conflict would be that the A's position players are supposed to report to camp February 15th and the NFL combine is the 26th. So there's stuff to figure out. People also say that being like a two sport athlete is nearly impossible today, which I agree with.
Yeah.
Be dead within a couple of years. My question is, what would you do?
I think going to the draft is a good idea. You can see where you get picked. You can see what the team is. You can talk about money and then make a decision. Picking now is like deciding without all of the information. To me, this is an information gathering play.
Right. But you also know just because you're going to go earlier in the NFL draft doesn't mean that it's the right decision. You can gather information, find out that you would go earlier, mm-hmm, and still be like, okay, but the better move for my career is baseball. And it would be hard to make that decision after gathering the information and being like, oh shit, I was like a first round pick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd be putting the team who drafted him in a bad spot.
Yeah. And, you know, sports fans are usually pretty rational. A's fans are already pissed and have been all over Twitter yelling about it. But that's a tough spot to be in. I can't relate. Being real good at two sports and being like, which of these will I pursue? I don't have any way to relate to that.
Which, if you're in his shoes, which one would you pick?
Probably baseball. Just because it's safer.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can have a freak accident in baseball, but it's just,
yeah,
feels safer. There's more longevity and it's less volatile. I think that the way we handle quarterbacks in the league is changing, but I do think that If you have a bad season, there's just sort of like a mark on you that follows you around. If you get pushed out there too quick and you needed a year behind somebody to learn and then you have to go out there and you suck, fan bases will turn on you really quickly. Whereas with baseball, it's like you've got time to just build and grow as a person. It's definitely, I think, the safer option. Again, not being able to relate and not knowing if he feels safer playing baseball or feels like he's better at baseball than football. But I don't know. I would probably just take the safe route and go to baseball.
I'll tell you what. Since I started watching Friday Night Lights,
oh god,
and I saw what happened to Jason Street. I don't want to give any spoilers to anyone who hasn't
happens
seen
in
it.
Literally the first episode.
That injury really scared me, and I immediately texted Steve, and I was like, "So Austin's never playing football."
We got off the plane. She's like, "Austin's never playing football." I was like, "Hello, how was your flight?" I had a lovely flight as well.
All right. So, yeah, I think I'd probably encourage him to choose baseball since I know he's seeking my opinion. Personally.
Yeah, he definitely gives a shit what we think. So while we're on the topic, Jay, what do you think he should do?
I was just like picturing the scenario where the Steelers pick him in the draft and then all of those fans who were so mad at Le'Veon then get so mad at Kyler Murray again. Ooh. And just living in that fantasy world for a minute.
Okay.
I would play baseball because I would. Yeah, you just have like 20 years if you play baseball. If you're a quarterback and you're not good, you have two.
Yeah, I just think there's less pressure, which might be nuts because there's less people watching or like maybe there's less sponsorship deals and you're not this big flashy name, but like, ugh, football.
Plus, you're always off for the holidays, you know, which is nice.
It's important to think about.
It is.
Yeah.
Speaking of people entering the NFL in a job, Ashley, shut up. A lot of new head coaches in the NFL.
Speaking of big decisions getting made. A bunch of teams have hired new head coaches.
Oh, you want to just do like, just do competing? Like, I did it already and you just did it again?
Well, I was helping. We can cut yours out.
Speaking of making big decisions, there's a bunch of head coaches out there.
Guys!
He literally just said what I said.
I know. He did. I agree with him more. He's a guy. He just sounded more confident.
He was more confident.
He said it louder than you and the whole room was like, great idea, Jay. All right, let's go through them. So Matt LaFleur is now the head coach of the Packers. Kiss Sexbury is now the head coach of the Cardinals. That's Cliff Kingsbury, but apparently was nicknamed by someone Kiss Sexbury.
In a headline, like not buried in the article.
Kiss Sexbury. Just let that sit for a second. Okay, Adam Gase is now the head coach of the Jets. Freddie Kitchens is the head coach of the Browns, which means Greg Williams is available, though he doesn't like to interview. He just walks in and gets that job. Yeah. He doesn't need to interview. Bruce Arians is now that's not true.
Nope.
Is now the head coach of the Buccaneers. It says Cardinals. I'm like, that's not true.
Sorry.
And is it Vic Fangio?
Yeah.
He's the head coach of the Broncos now, which that one I probably feel the most confused about because he's like a 60-year-old man with a defensive mind. And everyone else is like, we're looking for the young, upstart, offensive-minded coach. And they're like, we'll take Vic Fangio. We're the Broncos.
We had an interesting conversation.
Who's we?
The show staff.
Mm.
About how...
Kiss Sexbury and what a great nickname that is.
No.
Lips Bangsbury.
Lips... Is that his...
Date... Barry.
Oh. Are you done or...
So we had
sex Buttsberry.
Whoa! Ooh, Butt Sexberry. There it is. Sorry. Go ahead.
When somebody asked when Cliff got hired, like, isn't he bad? Why would you hire him? And we kind of talked about how the names just keep getting recycled for coaching vacancies. And it's because when you hire somebody for a job, you want to hire someone who has experience, mm-hmm. and there aren't that many people who have head coaching experience. So even if they did it poorly, mm-hmm. you bring them in for your team.
Which is the idea behind the Rooney Rule, because as you can see, all the names here are white men.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was to, you know, once the coaching carousel is full and we're all just hiring those same coaches, it's very hard for anyone to break in.
Right.
Obviously, there's a smart discussion to be had that we're not equipped to have right now about what's happening with the rule and what it's become in practice. But, it is tough because you've got only so many coaches that they have to hire from. But then you're just like, what? You're going with that guy? That guy's not a good
coach. It is weird that, like, they get not when it's a coordinator, but other head coaches, when they get fired for doing a bad job, that's the pool of people you're picking from, the guys who are bad.
Or, I mean, there are things where, like, oh, they were just bad because the head coach wanted him to run a different scheme than he's used to running, so at a different team that more fits his skill set, like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, yeah, it does feel like the theme this year was, like, how do you know Sean McVay? Have you ever hung out with him at a party? Did you brush up against him? Which team was it that put out the press release that said he used to be friends, he's good friends with Sean McVay? Was that about, one of the teams in their team announcement press release? It might have been about Cliff Kingsbury.
I think it was.
They put a paragraph in there that was like they've been longtime friends with, you know, Sean McVay. Yeah. Everyone's like, he knows him. They know each other. They hang out. He's in his phone.
Yeah, it's the Cardinals press release.
And then they took it out because people made fun of him for it. So they took it out of the press release, which just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Bengals and Dolphins still need a head coach. I wonder who.
So if you're a white guy who's been a head coach before.
Or Condoleezza Rice.
Or if we can make a fun sex pun with your name. Just let us know. And you're up next. Get ready. Pack your bags. Grab your go bag. By the way, just quick story 4A, which has nothing to do with story 4. Nope. Chris Pratt got his dad bod back. What? I'm so excited.
Go look it up.
Oh, my God. Go look it up. And then cape away from him. He's mine. Okay, story number. So speaking of finding the right fit.
Yeah, there she is.
Wow, wow, wow. Speaking of butt sex, Barry.
Oh boy.
Emily Kaplan, ESPN writer, wrote a story today. I'm teeing this up like a moron. Basically, I'm just excited to tell you that hockey players are having a hard time finding jeans because they have big butts. I cannot lie. That is true.
I think the headline is definitely attention grabbing,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of it's about their thighs too. You know, I don't want to gloss over the thick thighs.
You don't want to gloss over the thighs? Got it. We won't.
So let's make sure they get
it. I meant to tee this up by saying I wanted to read from an article in which Jonathan Toews is quoted as saying, you know, I've never really talked about it, but it's definitely a thing a lot of guys go through. And it's like, wow, this sounds really tough. Like, what is this? And then Max Domi says it's an absolute nightmare between the quads and the glutes.
The quads and the glutes.
Another great quote. I used to get, Charlie McAvoy from the Bruins said, I used to have to get husky pants when I was a kid.
What are husky pants?
Husky pants, you know, it's pants
they're
for dogs.
They're cut shorter.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh,
husky
okay.
pants. All these quotes, all these guys, McDavid said, at least I know I'm not alone. Really, really beautiful. But then buried deep in there, Marc-Andre Fleury was asked. He's 6'2". And he said, I am fine buying pants. No problem. Cool. Thank you for.
Well, I mean, he's a goalie, so they're built a little differently.
But like all these guys are like, oh man, I'm glad we're finally talking about this. Like this part does suck. And Marc-Andre Fleury, yeah, I'm fine buying pants. Any other questions? But there was a really great story. I forget who it was, but you know, because the whole time I'm thinking like, guys, just get your pants tailored. Like that makes the most sense to me. And so Jack Johnson from the Penguins was talking about before he figured out what to do with his pants, he used to buy pants with, quote, a waist so big that they'd get over my thighs, then get them tailored to the point where my back pockets were, like, touching.
Oh,
it looks ridiculous.
God.
And I think they should just make a pant that just has one big pocket in the back. Think of all the things you could fit in there. Just one big ass pocket. One big ass pocket. I'd be into that. And Marc-Andre Fleury says, quote, no problem. I think he's in on it, too. I never noticed. Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't objectify athletes.
Right. Not
so I've never noticed that hockey players have donks. Never once. I've never noticed that because I'm looking at their skills on the ice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at their stick handling. I'm looking at their footwork. Okay. I'm looking at their passing skills. And I've never once, disgusting, looked at their very perky, round, one might even say juicy, butts. Never once. And I'm ashamed. Like anyone who has, disgusting. Turn off this podcast. It's not for you. Gross.
I think there's an opportunity to get into
those pants. I totally agree. What was that?
Business making pants for hockey players.
The article does go on to say, like, Gong Show does a couple things. There's another company that makes, they didn't pay for me to mention them, and so I'm not going to.
Smart.
You can read the article if you feel like it.
I read most of it. I didn't read that
far. Not a lot of pictures. Again, not that I cared or noticed, but I would have, Emily, I could have done with more pics. Kate, speaking of big old stuff, Kansas City Royals employees got caught playing Mario Kart on the Jumbotron on the big screen at the, so somebody flew over the stadium, right? Ash, you saw the tweet.
I think it was like a news station was trying to get aerial shots of the stadium. And as they were like flying by and recording it, they saw Mario Kart on the Jumbotron and they tweeted it out and they're like, what? And it, but it wasn't like they broke in and did it. They had
it was part of a internal campaign to get employees to support Royals Charities, the team's foundation. Their foundation is just named Royals Charities. Okay. So staffers were competing in a tournament on the team's giant video board. So it's not the, you know, story we wanted there, but it is still good. Jay posed the question in our Google Doc, what are the best games one could possibly play on a stadium Jumbotron? And I just want to say, as a huge Mario Kart fan, I actually don't think Mario Kart would be the best thing to play on a Jumbotron.
Really?
Here's why. Okay. Because the only version of Mario Kart that I'm willing to accept is the N64 version.
Right.
Because they added a lot of bells and whistles on anything other than the N64 version. And so if you put an N64 game on a gigantic screen, it just gets impossible to see what's happening because it's just huge pixels and you'd have to be very far away from it. We put it on like a flat screen at garbage time and we would play in the office, but it was actually hard to see because it was so like pixelated. Obscured. Yeah. So I would say Mario Kart's not the best. Obviously Fortnite would be the best to play on a big screen, or any game that has like a split and you got to take one side and you play with someone who's on the other. Mm-hmm. That way there's room on the screen.
Well, if you played Battle, then you could split it four ways and it would, you know, the pixelation.
No, I still think it'd be bad.
Well, yeah, I want to say GoldenEye, but I think GoldenEye would have the same
problem. Yeah, that's the problem with the Jumbotron in an old game.
I think the answer is Battle. Mario Kart Battle.
But it would still have the pixel.
But with four different players so that the screen is split into four.
No, but it would split the screen for Mario Kart as well, Ashley.
Battle is better than racing.
So all you want is to get that point out. Yeah, that you don't like the race part. You like the battle.
So much better.
It's not better.
It is on the block fort.
It is not better.
The battle block fort is the only.
It's not better. It's just because you like to hurt people with your words.
With
shells.
With their balloons. Sure. Because I don't do it in real life. So I have to do it somewhere.
Yes.
But it's like you don't like to actually kill zombies. That's not why you like Fortnite, you know?
Thank you for
because you can't
referencing the version that I use that everyone's going to be like, what
save
is she talking
the,
about?
The world,
kill
guys,
zombies.
Come on, learn about it.
I play loser Fortnite, not afraid to admit it. All right, that's six stories. We picked six. Man, wow. What so much sports. You guys learned so much about sports today. Good for us and you. All right, we're going to do our Bachelor picks in a second, but today's podcast also brought to you by Southern Comfort. So, Ash, dare I ask?
I think you should dare. Why don't we make this one Bachelor themed?
Okay.
And tell us about Southern Comfort as if you're trying to make a really good first impression on The Bachelor.
Oh, my yeah. Oh, my yeah. Oh, my yeah.
Oh, my what?
Oh, my yeah.
Oh.
Hi, Colton. Okay. When I say New Orleans, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Saints.
What's the second thing that comes to mind?
Bourbon Street.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. Music pouring out of every bar, back street, and alleyway. Incredible food. How about Mardi Gras or Bourbon Street? You said that one.
Yeah.
That's so, you're so smart. Was anyone thinking Southern Comfort? Were you thinking Southern Comfort?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you should be. You should be. And let me tell you why. Because it's the only spirit that captures the easy drinking, just like me, mixed with anything, just like me, vibe that defines New Orleans, where there's a party on every street and a bottle of Southern Comfort on every bar, just like me. I don't want to take a bunch of your time, but I just feel like you've been talking to all the other girls, and I just wanted to make sure that, like, I didn't leave tonight without letting you know, like, I'm here for the right reasons. And the reason is that Southern Comfort was born there in New Orleans. I know I'm picking up on what we were talking about earlier. It's made from a legendary 1874 recipe for a smooth-drinking, bold-tasting, whiskey-forward flavor that's as big and easy as the city itself. I get emotional. But it's okay. I care, you know, like my heart is so big. And my family and animals and children. And I'm just, I think Southern Comfort is the perfect call for a New Orleans night wherever you are. You don't have to be in New Orleans. You can do it elsewhere is what I'm saying. In a cocktail on the rocks, like I can adapt, you know, all it's all good. Because just like New Orleans, Southern Comfort doesn't judge just like me. So I just wanted to say, I think you're very handsome and Southern Comfort, the spirit of New Orleans.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No, you have to be the other girl that comes over and goes like, sorry to interrupt.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I was wondering if I could just steal him for a quick second.
Okay, but when I say New Orleans, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I totally understand where you're coming from.
Did anybody think Southern Comfort?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Okay. If Colton, could I just steal him for like 1 second and then grab a Southern Comfort.
Okay.
And we'll be back like so soon.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, Colton, come on. Colton.
Spirit of New Orleans.
All right, guys, that's it. It's bachelor time. Today we're playing. It's bachelor time. I don't know. We're not calling it anything. We are going to pick the three women each that we think will make it the furthest. So essentially, we're picking our fantasy suites. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to go first. Ashley's going to go second. Jay's going to go third. Then I'm going to go first. Ashley's going to go second. It's not a snake because there aren't clear favorites. I think we should just go in an order. It's my podcast.
It's your name is on the podcast.
Okay. I actually don't want to go first.
I trade the first pick for 2 third-rounders.
So I will say the beginning of this season's, the first episode was an hour of I didn't watch. It was like getting to know some of the girls, and maybe there were hints in there. I did not have 3 hours to devote to watching. I started when the girls started getting out of the cars, because back in my day, that's when the episode of The Bachelor started. Okay. So that's where I started at. So if anybody started earlier, they may have more information than I do. Also, before we start, we should say we are not necessarily picking ones that we like. We're picking ones we think are going to win.
Right.
Or make it
further.
Or
make it to the fantasy
right.
Seats. Yep.
So with that being said, I'm going to pick first the woman that I picked to be the first impression rose when Ashley and I were watching it together. She didn't win the first impression rose, but I'm going to pick Kaylin. That's Caelynn. She's Miss North Carolina. She was the one who got out of the car and switched her sash so that it said she was trying to be Miss Underwood. Ashley thought it said underwear.
I did.
Because she didn't know that Colton's last name's Underwood. And so it was awkward. She's like, I don't get it. He kissed her. They had great chemistry. It really did look like she was going to get that rose, but then didn't happen. So I am picking Caelynn.
Quick grammatical note. It said Miss Underwood, not Mrs. Underwood. Okay. So,
that's confusing.
That's true.
Yeah. That's really true. Oof.
Sure she will be the first Bachelor contestant to have her grammar incorrect on national television.
Well, actually.
Ashley, pick number two.
Okay. Just statistically, the receiver of the first impression rose has gone very far. It would be remiss of me not to thus take Hannah G, who got the first impression rose. I'm sorry, Jay. I got it. I know.
She's a content creator. What does that even mean?
It means that she makes content.
So am I then.
Yes. All right. So Hannah, can we catch you on the next season?
Hannah G and Caelynn off the board. Jay, who's your first pick?
Oof. I was going to take Hannah G.
This is how a draft works, though.
I know. Okay. I'm going to go with Hannah B.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hannah B.
Hannah B is Miss Alabama. She actually lost to Caelynn at Miss USA, which was a nice moment when they got in there. And she's like, oh, I didn't want this to be a competition, but then there's the girl who beat me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she said the thing about the dimple babies. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
What thing about the dimple babies?
she was like, we would just have really cute dimply babies. And
disgusting.
She's going to be the one who wins.
That sounds disgusting to me, a dimply baby.
But dimples.
Oh, God, it's my turn again?
Yeah.
God, this is really hard. Because I've got some people that I think are like the dark horse.
Mm.
I'm going to, with my second pick, I'm going to take Demi.
Whoa!
Wow. Okay. I think that she's going to go far. I think that one main reason for that is she's going to give producers what they want. She seems to be the one who's not
afraid to say something. And I also, there was a moment where, you know, Sloth Girl, may she rest in the most peace, was talking to people or like still doing her sloth bit in the kitchen by herself. And she was really committed to the bit. And they showed Demi on the couch, who you would think would be a mean girl. And Demi said, I hope she takes the costume off and is just an absolute stunner or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, that's what you would hope if you were like a chill person. She, you would think like, I hope she takes that off and she's disgusting, but that's not what she said. She said, I hope she's just like this beautiful, wonderful person, which I thought was kind of sweet. So I don't feel as bad taking Demi as I would taking another person I think will stick around for the producers who I can't stand.
Right.
So I could be wrong, because I know in the this season on The Bachelor, there was a line where someone says, you don't know Demi, like you only know half of her. Mm-hmm. So I think there's maybe some drama with her, but I'm going to just say I'm picking Demi.
I feel really good about both of your picks.
I do. I will say she, what?
I just think both of yours are going to be in the top three.
I do hate that she came out of the limo and said, I haven't dated a virgin since I was 12, which is like, the fuck?
Oh, was she also the, he makes me feel like a tiny baby girl?
He makes me feel like a tiny baby.
Ew, that's not what you want to, ew.
I know, but I think that that's because she's giving him sound bites. I think she's giving him sound bites. I did write, she's full of herself, but then as I watched more, I was like, okay, she also was the confident one who grabbed him first when it was time to
sit down. She's one of the problem ones.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's a great pick.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cassie.
Good. Cassie's so good. She is so adorable.
She is adorable. She's a little underdressed in the sundress.
Yep.
But
I hated the butterfly box.
That's okay. The butterfly thing was weird.
She got out of the limo and she had a box that looked like a little gift box. She said she had butterflies. She opened it up and we thought there were going to be real butterflies. And he started throwing them on the ground. And then they showed that it was just plastic butterflies.
Right.
And he was like, no more of these. And I'm like, excuse me, butterflies are a good thing.
They're
and you're
good,
like,
yeah.
He gives me butterflies. And then he's throwing them on the ground. But he did. You noticed this.
He did pick one up and put it in his jacket. Which, you know, if they get engaged, they'll look back at that moment a lot. Being like, oh, look, he saved this butterfly. He'll give it to her like right before hometown. Christ. Like, I saved this butterfly. Aye. She was cute. I liked that she had a real job. Is it a speech pathologist?
Yes.
And was teaching him how to say things. And they were talking about how to say kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That made me nervous.
Yeah.
But.
You know what else made me nervous? Who was it that he kissed that I made you rewind and watch it?
I think, was that?
Well, might have been Hannah G.
It was Hannah G when he gave her the rose.
Yeah, yeah. He kissed her and he put his tongue. It was awful. And I'm like, oh no. And it shouldn't be surprising. Virgin, maybe not good at it. But I would think he's had years of practice with kissing. I was disappointed and creeped out. Jay, what's your next pick?
Colton's a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't you see one of the girls popped his cherry? And then Ashley's like, I don't mean to nitpick, but it's only a girl thing.
And the girl with the V card. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to pick Alex B.
Alex B.
She was the one with the Love Actually cards because she was sick.
Oh, the dog rescuer.
She said she was a dog rescuer. And I was like,
pick her third. Really? You think she's going to go far?
You know, I'm a sucker for a Love Actually parody. You know
really?
What I mean? I don't know if you knew that.
Did you just pick this so you could talk about yourself?
You've never met me at all. And then, I think the dog rescuing thing, I think that's like a very Colton.
It is very
Bachelor storyline.
That's true.
She doesn't seem like his type to me, but he did give her the third rose of the rose ceremony. So, okay, it's back to me again.
Yep. Your final pick.
I'm between two. God.
So is Colton.
Hold on.
Jay, there was a pick you should have made there that you didn't make. That was pretty stupid.
So you should make it.
I don't want two problem children.
I don't think I'll keep that to myself.
Okay, I'm gonna take Katie.
Ooh,
wow,
Katie, Homer. Katie was the one. Katie is just so wonderful, and like her name really is. No, she. I didn't like what she did where she got out of the car. She did that V card trick. That was stupid.
Yep.
But she kissed him,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't happen a lot. I read her little bio on their website. She seems really cool. She had a nice long conversation with him. She is stunning.
Yeah,
she is. So I think it's her. And the other person I might have picked, I know none of you are going to pick, so I might just take four people. But go ahead, Ash, your turn.
Ooh, four would make me feel really good if we could do four instead of three. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, why don't you just pick your pick and then we'll see.
So
we're doing four. I decided.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. I am going to take...
Caitlin.
I knew it.
Who is the cherry popper balloon, mm-hmm. who looks a lot like Kaylin.
Mm-hmm. Who also kind of looks a lot like Hannah B. There are a lot of like cookie cut. Yes. Okay.
But I'm nervous that she didn't get a ton of screen time.
Right.
They didn't like make out, but I just like her. So I don't think she's actually going to make it, but I like her. So I'm going for her.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with Heather, who was the other virgin.
Well, what? She's never been kissed.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Never been kissed, girl. I'm going with
she
never
been kissed. She may have been fucked. Sorry. Yeah. A prostitute could be like, I've never been kissed. Like, it's just not part of the services.
I'm going with Julia Roberts. I'm going with Heather because I feel like that's a storyline.
No, you're right.
It's not a dumb pick.
And she also got a video, like a "This Is Where I Come From" video. So I'm gonna go with Heather.
So you did watch that first hour thing?
Oh shoot, he has more information.
It's not fair.
What's up, research?
Okay. Damn it! I still nobody Tucker, so I didn't help. With my last pick, I'm gonna take Brie.
Ooh,
that was the girl.
Accent girl?
Yep. The model with the fake accent. She didn't get any time with him on the first episode, so he didn't get to reveal yet that she didn't have the Australian accent. But when she accepted the rose, she didn't use the fake accent. So when I saw that clip go viral or whatever the fuck and people were talking about it, I was like, this could go two ways. One way is that she fakes the accent. Next time he talks to her, she doesn't use the accent. And she's just like, I just wanted to get your attention. And he laughs at it. Or she continues to fake it for the entire season, and then he finds out, like, at hometowns that she's from not Australia, and then it becomes an issue. And I really hope it's the first one, because that would be such a lame storyline if she tried to pretend to be Australian for the entire season. So this is a high-risk, high-reward pick.
Yeah.
She's got a high ceiling, because she's beautiful, and she seems really cool. So I am going to pick Brie, and there is one person left on the board that we would be insane to leave there. But
Ashley has a pick.
And Ashley with the fourth pick.
I'm not going to take that person.
Okay.
Jay can take her.
Okay.
I'm going to take another.
You're going to take Sydney.
No. I think I'm going to take
Elise.
Annie.
Yeah.
Annie. You said there's an Annie?
Yeah, but when I did extra research and watched the trailer, and I think I saw her. It's hard because they're all blonde, so it's hard to differentiate.
In the trailer, you're like, which one's that?
Because
they don't have their makeup on anymore from
and
the
you
first
have no
night.
Idea
like,
who they
which
are.
One is that?
But I feel like she may have been in a scene that looked like it was later. So I'm just this is a flyer pick.
Okay. Okay, but also in that trailer for the season, Elise says, "I can't accept your proposal."
Yeah,
so
but that's
I was thinking
fake.
About pick. Okay, all right,
that's fake news.
Okay. Oh, I meant to say this when I picked Demi. The only thing that scares me about her is her in her bio on ABC.com. It says, "Keep an eye on this one, Bachelor Nation." And what is that about?
That she's probably going to be the one that is driving conversations. Like she's a firecracker. Like, I think that's.
But
what
it
you
made
said.
Me feel like, oh, this she's not going to win because why would they write that in the person who's going to win? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt. It made me really question my pick. But anyway, that was like
no.
Five
I think
picks
that's
ago.
A that's a good pick.
Speaking of firecrackers, I'll take Catherine.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, guys, somebody's got to pick Catherine.
If you show up with your 10-year-old dog, I guess I can respect
that.
That
is so weird. And also, I just want to say to any young women listening who are considering like feeling insecure and feeling like they want to change something about themselves, please don't. Especially if you're young. She's 26, Catherine,
allegedly.
And I was like, no. Way. But it's because she's had work done that she probably was having an insecurity and feeling like she needed to change something about herself. At 26, you haven't even, like, you gotta grow into your, what are you doing? It just bummed me out so much.
There was a lot of,
she's had a lot of work
done. There was a
done.
Lot of plastic surgery on episode one.
It was just really disappointing because it's like, I don't know, there was a famous reality person who had a daughter that was like 18 that's already gotten a bunch of plastic surgery. I'm like, what are you doing? You only get to look like this for a few years
was
and you're
Kylie
ruining
Jenner?
It. No. No, it was
shots
a
fired.
It was a housewife. It was an Atlanta housewife or something. Anyway, people we left on the board?
The dentist.
You mean the dental assistant.
The dental
let's not
assistant.
Be.
Dental hygienist.
The dental hygienist. Yeah.
Yeah, there weren't, I mean,
It's the first episode's hard because you only get so little time with each of the girls.
You know who I didn't need? Tracy, the girl who showed up in a cop car and was a wardrobe stylist and said that she's the fashion police. What are you doing? And did you steal the cop car? What? Why are you giving a virgin handcuffs?
I think
it's a little aggressive.
Underrated moment was when Erin came out as Cinderella and left her shoe with him, which was great, but then like didn't talk to him for so long. She walked around with only one shoe.
Oh my God.
She did.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, we forgot about Erica Fishtail Braid. The girl who was like, what, McNutt?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, bunch of nuts.
Here are nuts. Remember me.
I'm McNutt. Like, and then she was like, do you remember my name? And he's like, oh, help me out. And she was like, come on, the nuts. And he goes, oh, McNutt. And she's like, well, that's not my name, but I am a McNutt. It's Erica. And he was like, oh, Erica. And then she goes, see, the nuts worked. And it was like, oh, honey.
No.
He did it.
He didn't.
Anyeka's going to cause some drama.
Oh. She's just going to hold people accountable.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Oh, and Sydney. You liked Sydney. I'm surprised you didn't take her. The dancer, the NBA dancer.
I liked her dress.
I liked how she brought a string quartet to teach him how to dance, and everyone was like, oh, an orchestra.
Holy shit. No.
Four people. Oh, she brought an orchestra.
I just, they didn't have much chemistry, those two.
Yeah, I guess not. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm very excited for Ashley to tell me the rest of the season out loud so that I don't have to watch it.
So to recap.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Katie's picks are Kaylin, Demi, Katie, and Brie.
Strong.
Mine are Hannah.
She's on Team Strong.
Hannah G, Cassie, Caitlin, and Annie. I don't even remember who half those people are. Jay is Alex B, Hannah B, Heather, and Catherine.
Were you just going to say Alex?
I was going to say Alexa.
Oh.
Alex B.
Alex B.
Alex B.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Here we go.
Or we won't. We'll hear what happens.
Are we going to bet on this?
I don't see why.
Okay, let's wait to see till we get closer to see how I'm doing, and then we'll decide if anything's on the line.
That
sounds like a really fun way to do this.
That makes perfect sense. Let's see if Ashley's still in it, and then great. I love the way we compete. Okay, we're going to do one more voicemail, but before we do that, this week's podcast also brought to you by our good friends at SeatGeek. So, Ash, what in the world?
There was such an incredible halftime performance at the national championship
game. Oh my God. If this is an Imagine Dragons ad read,
then
imagine
what
are you, is that really it?
That yes. Please.
First things first, getting tickets online can be far too complicated with hundreds of sites and varying levels of reliability.
Ooh.
Nice.
Keep talking.
Ooh. I like it. That's nice. It's hard to know who to trust, and that's why SeatGeek is the way to go. SeatGeek pulls millions of tickets into one place.
Ooh.
So you can easily find the seats you want for a price you're willing to pay.
Ooh.
There's nothing quite like being there in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. And SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever by searching multiple ticket sites and grading every ticket based on value. SeatGeek helps you immediately identify the best seats. Love it. Yo, I'm harmonizing with myself. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed. So you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek. Confidence. Wait, I forget how this part goes. SeatGeek. Make it your go-to ticket source for everything. From sports and concerts to comedy and theater. I actually have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets.
Ooh.
There you go, Jay. I just use SeatGeek to buy tickets to ad lib here. I bought tickets for Imagine Dragons.
Ooh. Ooh.
Best of all, my listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Nolan. Today, that's promo code Nolan for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. You should do it. SeatGeek Life's an event. We have the...
Ooh.
Ticket tickets, we have all the tickets. The tickets. Wow! Tickets, yeah, we have fucking tickets. Come buy those tickets.
All right. Jay, you were a little overzealous with the woos, but it was like times where there weren't woos to be had, and you were just wooing.
Once I start rocking, I can't.
You just wooed up a storm.
The power of Imagine Dragons.
Ashley, you completely dropped the ball after the first woo.
You just left me out there on my own to die.
Like, I'm not going to woo anymore. And I apologize to Imagine Dragons and all their fans for the fact that I forget what that middle part of the chorus does. I just know, like, pack me up, leave up. But then he's like, I forget. I don't know what it does. You so I didn't do it.
I don't think that people are going to be upset with you.
And the first one, I'll tell you this. It's like when you watch the Wizard of Oz and you play it with Pink Floyd. That first one, if you played what I did with the actual song, is probably a perfect harmony.
Oh.
I just accidentally was singing the low part. Whoopsie doopsie. My bad. Jay, can you hit me with a voicemail now?
Sure can.
Thank y'all.
Hi, Katie. It's Lauren and...
What?
And we are wandering around downtown Denver, and our favorite thing to do when we travel to random cities, mostly to watch the Spurs game, go Spurs, go, is to go find arcades and play video games, usually pretty drunk. What's your favorite thing to do when you visit new cities? Love you, mean it, bye.
I love that Wes gets to say Wes, and then he gets to say bye. It's exactly how it should be. I love this question because I'm going to be honest with you. Number one, I actually went to Denver and was like, what am I going to do while I'm here? And I found a great arcade bar. So if you're still there, it's the 1UP, and it's really fun. And it's just also an interesting mix for a person that's like from a city area or has always lived on the East Coast to go to an arcade bar and see dudes in like – what are they, like 10-gallon hats, whatever they're called? Those, like, big cowboy hats. You're like, what are you doing in an arcade bar?
He's
but
like,
it's just like, yeah, I'm in Denver. I live here. I also happen to like video games. What the f*** is your question? So you should go to – I hope you found the 1UP. It's very, very fun. The other thing is I do essentially do exactly what you said you do, which is try to find arcades. But I actually do the less cultured version of it, which is whenever I'm in a city, I just go to the Dave & Buster's.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's what I do.
Wow.
I love Dave & Buster's.
I didn't know that.
It's consistent. I have long said I would get married at a Dave & Buster's. It's just there's so much to do. It's the most fun. There's food. Their food, is it the best? No, but it's good enough. It's like if you took a TGI Fridays and an arcade and you mixed them in with each other.
Wow.
I love Dave & Buster's. I should do what Lauren does and go to find like the cool arcade. Instead, I'm like, Google Maps. It's usually near an Olive Garden. And I hit up the Dave & Buster's. It's a great eat, drink, play or whatever they say. I have so many power cards, but I thought I had the most and I hung out with Sarah Tiana and we went to a Dave & Buster's and, she showed me on her thing. She had enough to buy an Xbox One.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
In Dave & Buster's points. Now she's going to get robbed for them and I'm going to feel really guilty. But I was like, buy the Xbox. And she's like, no, I'll just get this, nerd rope instead. And she, but I thought I had a lot. Mine are all on different cards, but she consolidated all hers and she could buy a ton.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ash, what do you do when you go to a new city?
I like to look for speakeasies, like the hidden bars that you either have to have like a password or there's no door or whatever and go in and drink.
That's not like
cocktails.
A city thing. It's not like an East Coasty. Like,
no.
I can't picture
some
every
of my-
city.
It's not every city. Some of the best ones I've been to were in San Francisco and Seattle.
Oh. Yeah, those are big.
But
metropolitan
like, if I go to
areas.
A big city, that's what I do. But if they don't have it, I also really like to look up like best breakfast or best brunch and go eat.
Hell yeah.
The best breakfast
I
in a place.
Eat their best, the best brunch.
Yeah.
You gave me tips when I went to Charleston.
Oh, Charleston.
And I got the best crab cake I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh.
For breakfast. I don't do crab at breakfast. It was so good. I wanted like three more. Jay, what do you do in a new city? I'm sorry. What do you do when you go to Paris?
You know, I watch a lot of French TV.
Jay started a pitch at a meeting the other day with, I was watching this show on French television, and the whole room just collectively went, oh, God.
Actually, they were like, wow, I'm so interested.
Not
this
a single
like
person said
pitch.
That. Not one.
I too like to go find a good bar in the place, but I usually not the like speakeasy one. I try to find like a really local bar, and then I eat their food and see
if
it's great.
Smart. I feel like if I can find the speakeasy, it's not cool. Like if I went on the internet and found out how to say the magic word, then it's the magic word wasn't all that magic and I shouldn't be here. The only way to find a true speakeasy is to ask a drug dealer. These are things I think.
Okay.
Things I think with Katie Nolan. Okay, that's it for this week's edition of sports. Shout out to, oh goodness, what were all these? Postmates! Southern Comfort and Twinkie. It doesn't work unless it's in the context. Yeah, there we go. Seeky. Woo. Big thanks, obviously, to you guys for listening now. And then again later when you get home. And then again later when you get in the car to go back out. And then again later when you get to Target. And then again later when you're checking out at Target. And then again later when you get into the car to go home from Target. And then again later when you realize on your drive home you need to stop and get some McDonald's. And then again at the once you get through the drive through. And then again when you get to your house and you get out of the car. And then again when you got to take the dog for a walk. And then again, how many are we at?
How long do you think our pods are?
And then again, when you, real quick, you can listen to them on 2x speed. Just also, everyone's going to skip that Imagine Dragons. And then again, when you put the kids to sleep, put the headphones in for that one. Mm. And then again, when you're playing video games later. And then again, when you're going to sleep, you're allowed to fall asleep within that last one. I'll give you that.
Somebody had a good suggestion. You should just listen to it once a day, every day of the
week. Until the next one comes out.
So seven listens a week.
Look, at night, when you go to bed, put your phone on mute and just push play. There's a sleep timer if on your podcast thing, most likely. Ashley just broke a chair.
No.
So just put that on and go to sleep. Anyway, you could also just leave us a nice review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you don't sleep, so you don't want to listen to it that many times. Okay, that's fine. Leave us a review because we read them and we love them. Like this one from Cody Hanshaw that says, you put two in because you knew that's not a real review.
What?
Cody Hanshaw says, happy birthday, Ashley. Hope you had an excellent day. Or this one from RJH458 that says, I listened to this podcast specifically for the drum rolls. More drum rolls, please. Or not. Whatever works. Still great. Or this one from, really, three this week? Or this one from ShrivFan999 that says, this is a review to a podcast that exists. And lastly, don't forget, you can always leave.
Wait, you said V. Leave us a voicemail.
What's happened there with the middle?
Do you put that?
What,
you put
leave us a voicemail.
Why isn't the...
Leave us a voicemail. It's just what we always would say.
Leave it.
Leave one at 860-506-5571. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jay.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Mean it. SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.